Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, if you could go back in time to the time of Jesus, and specifically to the time right before he was being born, and you could find an ordinary person to tell the story of Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, any ordinary person would have told you at that time that the story was wrong, that that's not the story about the birth of the baby Jesus that would become the Savior of the world, because any person during that time would have told you that important people give birth to important children so they could do important things. And there wasn't anything about the story of Mary and Joseph that said there was an important group of people. In fact, actually, it was the opposite in many, many ways. Now, what they would have expected you to say was a story potentially like one where there was a really important queen or a princess that was going to give birth to an important child, and therefore that person would also have an important father, and that this person would be foretold to have great powers and abilities so that when the person was born and then they came of age, they would be able to raise up an army and free the people or whatever it might be, and then everybody would live happily ever after during his reign, and then, of course, after his sons to follow. That's the kind of story that they would have expected to hear if you were telling them that this was about how the birth of the Savior of the world was going to go. When in reality, that's not the story they heard at all. So when, according to the Gospel of Luke, an angel shows up to talk to Mary about how this birth was going to go down, that's not the story they would have expected at all. That's not the story at all that they would have expected to hear about how the most important life that would ever be, that's how that person would be born. In fact, actually, when they heard that story, Mary would have been very surprised. Mary would have been very surprised that's how the most important life would have been told to come about. When in reality, what that happened for Mary then was that she, for the first time in her life, would dare to hope that many things were about to be different for her and for her people. What Mary would have heard in that story that she was told about how her son was going to be born, she would have heard that she could dare to hope that God has not abandoned her. That would have been something that she would have heard in that story about how Jesus was going to be born. She would have also heard that she could have dared to hope that God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. This was something that she would not have dared to believe as well before about her life or any life like hers. And then she also would have been able to dare to hope that life was supposed to be different because of what she heard about who Jesus was, who her baby was going to become. But what Mary heard is something that not just for her to hear, but also something for us to hear. And what Mary heard then was that she could dare to hope. And what we can hear now is that we can dare to hope. That because of Christmas, we can dare to hope as well. That what God shared with Mary was true for Mary, but also would be true for us as well. And because of what God shared with Mary, we can dare to hope that those same things are true for us today as well. We can dare to hope that God has not abandoned us, and in fact, that God has brought about redemption. We can dare to hope that God is using ordinary people to do extraordinary things, just like God used Mary. And we also can hope that there is a way in which God wants us to live that is not the way in which the world always is going these days. Now, what God spoke to Mary and what God shared with Mary in that moment was just amazing. And the very core of what God shared with Mary was this hope that God was bringing about redemption for the world. In Mary's case, she would have perhaps thought that redemption was not going to happen for her or for her people. And what God was telling her was that God was going to bring about redemption for all people. As I mentioned in last week's conversation, there had been 600 years of military conquest where the people of Israel had lost all hope that they would ever see freedom again. In addition, they had 400 years of silence where they thought God was not speaking to them. And so they thought God had abandoned them or God had maybe made them not so chosen anymore. But when God spoke to Mary, Mary started to have hope that all of that was changing. And when God spoke to Mary, she had an understanding of who that baby was going to be, that she would be the mother to, that he would be the one that would bring about the redemption for all people. And so Mary would dare to hope that God had not abandoned them and dare to hope that God was with them. And just as God shared that with Mary then, God shares that with us as well. God also shared with Mary that God also shared with Mary in that moment that God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Up until that point, people thought that God only used extraordinary people. God only used the special people to make things happen according to God's plan. But what God revealed to Mary was that God was going to use an ordinary woman like Mary to achieve God's great purpose of redemption for all people. And that would have been a great word of encouragement for Mary because she would have thought that God would have no use for her. That God, if God loved her, God certainly wasn't going to use her to bring about redemption. But in fact, what Mary heard in that day was that God does use ordinary people to do the extraordinary things that God wants. And also, God was speaking to Mary in that time to give her a word of hope that the life she was experiencing wasn't all the way God wanted it to be. What Mary had experienced was very common in that day. She had experienced a might makes right world, a dog-eat-dog world, that whoever has the power is the one who gets what they want. But that's not what God was saying was going to happen through the son that he was going to give. What God was sharing with Mary, that there was going to be a new way of life, a new way of living, where God would be bringing about a kingdom of love through Jesus. That God would bring out a kingdom of freedom through Jesus. And this gave hope to Mary that the life that she was experiencing and the way she was experiencing wasn't the way that God wants it to be. And just as God was sharing that with Mary then, God was sharing that with us as well today. God was telling Mary that she could dare to hope that the birth of the Son that had been promised to her would help all these things come true. That God was going to bring about the redemption of not just the chosen people, but all people through her son. That God would continue to use ordinary people to do God's extraordinary purpose of redemption. And that God indeed was going to show us a better way so that we could understand how our life is supposed to be lived as opposed to just letting life be how we want it to be. And what God was sharing with Mary then is that because of Christmas, the birth of Jesus to come, Mary could hope. And what we hear also is that because of Christmas, we can hope too. It's to say that we can dare to hope that what God shared with Mary then is also true for us now. We can dare to hope that to be true. What we can dare to hope is that God has redeemed us through Jesus. We can dare to hope that because of Christmas, because of the birth of Jesus, and because of who Jesus would become, that we can understand that God had a plan of redemption for us. And therefore, we can understand that God has not abandoned us in the least, and that God is with us at all times. We can also dare to hope that just like God used an ordinary woman like Mary, that God can continue to use ordinary people like you and me to do God's extraordinary work in the world. The work of God isn't reserved for some super group of people. The work of God is reserved for all people. And we can dare to hope that God will use us to do God's work in the world. And we can also dare to hope that God is showing us this new way of living that Jesus brought into this world. This new way of living where Jesus is the Lord and he is showing us how to lead and live with love. This is also in contrast to the way Mary experienced life, but it's in contrast to the many of the ways that we experience life. But by showing us what this looked like through Jesus, God gives us a glimpse and an idea of how God wants the world to be really for all of us. That God wants us to have a kingdom that is built with God's love and not with the powers of this life. So it's because of Christmas that we can dare to hope that what God shared with Mary then is indeed true for us now. That we can dare to believe and dare to hope that God has dealt with the consequences of sin and death so that we don't have to experience the full consequences of these things. We can dare to hope that God will use us, and we can dare to hope that God wants us to live lives filled with love so that the world can become the place that God wants it to be in this way. So as we wait once again to celebrate the birth of Jesus, let's allow this story to speak to us once again. Let's allow this story of God's promise of Jesus' birth to Mary remind us of all these important things, to remind us that God has redeemed us, to remind us that God will use us, and that God wants us to build and lead lives filled with the love of Christ that we see come into the world on Christmas. So let us allow this story to speak to us so that because of Christmas, we can dare to hope again and again. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.